chapter 16, Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah deals with who a person may ask to extinguish this fire. We begin by talking about a non-Jew, and as well, the second half of the Mishnah deals with a katan, deals with a minor. We know that a person is forbidden to ask a nochri, a non-Jew, to do malacha for them on Shabbos. The reason being, it might come for someone to have a lackadaisical approach to Shabbos. Perhaps it might leave for that individual then. Once he asks the non-Jew to do malacha, he could regard Shabbos as something which is trivial and mention the malacha himself. And also, if a person tells a nochri to do malacha for them, it deteriorates a person's sensitivity and really diminishes the whole notion of the spirit of Shabbos. Nochri shebal lachabos ein omrim lo kabei ve'al techabei v'pnei she'ein shevi saso aleihem. If a Gentile comes along to extinguish this fire, they may not say to him, extinguish, nor would they need to say to him, do not extinguish, because his shivisa, his resting, is not their responsibility. Since asking a nochri to put out the fire is an iser the rabbanon, and therefore a person cannot ask a nochri to extinguish the fire, on the other hand, they're not obligated to tell a nochri, do not extinguish the fire, because if he does so on his own accord, it is permitted, because we are not commanded, it's not mitzvah on their shivisa. We are not commanded to ensure that Nochim do not do malacha for themselves. Well, then will a person be permitted to say? A person can actually say, whoever extinguishes, whoever is mechabed, this fire, lo hefsid, he will not lose anything by it. And in fact, a Nochri could be given money in compensation for their time and effort that is needed to extinguish this fire on Shabbos. What's interesting to note is that we can extrapolate from this halacha that, in fact, this is would be the case with all types of losses that come immediately and it needs to be saved. A person would be able to tell a nochri using this manner to say to them, whoever extinguishes it does not lose out, which basically, I think a non-Jew would recognize that it would be in the best interest to, in fact, help out, because they might even gain from it at some point in time. However, the second half of the Mishnah says the following. If a minor, if a child comes along to extinguish this fire, in shemimlo, they may not allow him to do so, because his resting, his minor's resting, his minor's shemitah, is their responsibility. What exactly is this situation referring to? The answer is the following. We know the Gemara goes on to explain that the halacha is that, in fact, if a katan, if a minor eats non-kosher food, nevelos, which has not been shechted properly, the Beis Din is really not obligated to prevent them from doing so. Here we're talking about a case that the Mishnah is dealing with a situation where this katan acts with his father's permission, his father's consent. Why? Because, of course, the katan would know that his father would be very happy if he were to extinguish the fire, because he's doing so on his father's behalf. And because of that, we must prevent a katan from doing so. What is the difference between this and a non-Jew? The difference is very simple. A non-Jew can extinguish the fire, even though he knows that the Jew will be happy. Why? Because I'm doing it for his benefit. Why is he extinguishing the fire? He's extinguishing the fire because he knows he'll receive a reward for his trouble, and therefore it is permitted for this non-Jew, and we do not need to stop this non-Jew from extinguishing the fire, and a katan we should. Mishnah Zion. Kofen Gara al Gabe Haner Bishvir Shalos Se Echos Bakora. It is permissible for a person to take a pot or a dish and to cover up a candle. It, not necessarily this person is going to come to extinguish the candle, but a person is placing this over the candle so that the candle does not catch the top of this room on fire. Generally speaking, would not be permitted according to the Gemara, this deals with Rabbi Yitzchak, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, in kli nito b'shabbos el tzorof davar hanito b'shabbos, a person cannot move a kli unless it is needed. And what we are saying here is we are permitted to move the kli because we are coming to protect one's home, and therefore is permitted to move this kli to a different location. Valtsoa shel katan, it is also permitted to cover the excrement of a chicken in a courtyard. One would be permitted to cover up the excrement of a chicken in a courtyard so the child does not come along to play with it. Excrement in a house, one is permitted to move properly, as the status of what's called a rach shel rei, which is disgusting, is permitted to move. However, our Mishnah explains that Gemara is talking about a case where excrement is actually outside in a courtyard. We don't want a child to play with it, so we're permitted to take a kli and to cover it. And also, akrav shelo tishach. It also would be permitted to invert a bowl over not just this lamp, so that it does not set the beam of the house on fire, not just on excrement because of a child, but also on a scorpion, so that it does not sting a person. The Mishnah concludes. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Masa Shabbat Lufnei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai the Arav Amar Hosheshini Lo Mei Chatas, or perhaps the language is Hoshesh Ani Mei Chatas. The Mishnah concludes with a case that says this incident came before Yochanan Ben Zakkai in a place called Arav, and he said, I fear for him that he's liable, he's chayav to bring a sin offering, which means he probably transgressed a biblical prohibition. Rabbi Yochanan holds that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a person who does a malacha, which is malacha she'ina suricha legufa, that a person does work, which is not required for its own sake, is in fact culpable, is in fact liable. Therefore, since the scorpion does not necessarily cause damage or danger, therefore, such a person of Yochanan is basically saying maybe a person transgressed a biblical prohibition for trapping an animal. You're not a person not to trap an animal on Shabbos. Therefore, by perhaps trapping this animal, they transgress an Issur D'oraisa. If, however, it was really a dangerous animal, a dangerous creature, something that's poisonous or something that can bite and really kill, obviously like a snake or a dangerous dog, a rabid dog, you would even be allowed to kill these animals even on Shabbos since they are dangerous. If, however, just the animal might cause a little bit of injury, then again they would be permitted to be killed. But if they don't really chase such a person, you could place a kli over them so they do not bite. That's the status halacha l'maaseh in terms of dangerous animals. And according to this opinion here at the end of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda said in the recalled an incident that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was describing, since really the scorpion is really so dangerous, and melacha she'ina gufa is prohibited, therefore, he was choshesh. He was suspect. This person who trapped this scorpion did in fact violate a biblical prohibition of trapping.